From Sidney Perley's Historic Storms of New England. Hurricane at Leicester, Massachusetts in 1759. At Leicester, Massachusetts in 1759 occurred a terrific hurricane which passed over the westerly part of the town, its direction being from southwest to northeast. It seemed to make a dash toward the earth at the farm then belonging to Samuel Lind, situated on the north side of what was then called the Great Post Road, and then rose from the earth higher and higher until it was no longer perceptible. Its movement resembled a mammoth scoop or the swoop of a hawk, which makes a sudden and powerful evolution to snatch up some prey, and then as suddenly and quickly ascends. The buildings on the farm of Mr. Lynn consisted of a house, barn, and corn barn, and the wind struck them all. In the house at the time were 10 or 12 persons, and both building and people were removed to a considerable distance, the house being torn into fragments. It was said that some of the nails with which the boards had been fastened were found driven into trees by the wind so firmly that they could not be withdrawn without a hammer. The people in the house suffered various experiences. One of them, a Negro man, who was standing at the door when the wind came, was carried nearly 10 rods and dashed upon the ground with such violence that he was killed, several of his ribs being broken. A little girl was standing at the door by the Negro's side. She was carried 40 rods and had one of her arms broken. 4 women who were found in the cellar having been very much bruised, but they did not know how they came there. The little boy was rescued from under a mass of broken timbers and fragments of boards. The rest of the people escaped probably, as history does not mention them. In a spot whose distance from the scene of the disaster was more than a mile was found a watch that was hanging in the house when the hurricane came upon it. And other articles were found in the town of Holden, almost 10 miles away. The barn and corn barn, which stood near the house, were also entirely demolished, and a horse that was in the barn was killed. Near the buildings was a pile of boards measuring 7,000 feet, which were taken into the air, where most of them were reduced to kindling wood. The trees and fences standing in the track of the wind were leveled, and all the wooden structures belonging to this farm were entirely blotted out, while the rest of the neighborhood remained unharmed.